Hey, Chris Johnson here. Finley just puked in the fucking kitchen, and I don't want to fucking clean it, so I turn the fucking mic on. You ever get like that? Like with your pets? Actually, it doesn't even have to be with pets. It could be with fucking anything. Like, there's an actual chore that you have to do if you fucking spill something, if something's fucked up. What I usually like to do is nothing. I gotta hype myself up before I do the job. I should send him a fucking thank you note for puking on the kitchen floor because it's like laminate wood. It's that laminate shit, which is going to be easy to fucking clean up. It's a lot better than if he fucking just pukes on the rug. I don't have to worry about him puking on furniture anymore. Or the bed either. He doesn't puke on the bed. He's a good boy though. Like normally he goes and he'll do it in like the cat room. I got a 2-bedroom apartment and I got litter boxes in the spare bedroom along with like just shit in there. I'm not using that for anything. There's like a freezer in there, a file cabinet, some random shit. It's like a storage room almost. And there's 4 litter boxes. Finny don't need no 4 fucking litter boxes, but I don't know, dude. Like when I had 2 of them, I like giving them a lot of boxes. They need some options. You know what I mean? But I heard the fucking puke. And if you've ever had a fucking cat, like you know that sound. Like you could fucking be woken up in the middle of the night from a dead sleep with that fucking sound and be like, where the fuck is it? I'll do a couple things if I hear that sound in the middle of the night. I just gotta take stock of like the situation. Like, okay, I hear the noise. I hear the heaving. Is he in the bed? And I look around me, not in the bed. You know what? Fine. Fuck it. Fine. So long as he's not in the bed, I don't give much of a shit about it. I will fucking find it when it's light outside in the morning. Until then, I don't give a shit. You do whatever the fuck it is you have to do, and I'll take care of it later. I don't want to do anything right now. Then I'll wake up and I'll put like a paper towel on it just to mark the spot. And like I said, I gotta hype myself up before I do the job. It doesn't take that long to clean it, but it's gross and I just don't feel like doing it. But it should be easy. Kitchen floor is easy, man. If I could get him to puke, like if I could train him, like if he has to puke to get to the kitchen, that would be like the absolute pinnacle. Because you just wiped that shit off the floor. It was all liquid too, so it's not even going to be that bad. It's like water. I don't know what the fuck. They're like, I don't know if he just like pounded a bunch of water. It's like in college, like when a drunk would just drink too much booze and just like throw up all the booze. You don't want to look at it. You don't want to fucking clean it. You'd rather it not be all over your fucking clothes or something. But it's not like it's that big a deal. I even wonder like why it takes me so long to just get anything accomplished. Like if I know I have to do something, like my work shift starts at 10:30 during the week and at 8 a.m. on Sunday. So like, I will get to my shift on time because if I don't, I will lose the job and I'm not going to get paid. So when payment is involved, I'm fucking in. My runs, my weekend races, I will get my ass to the run in plenty of fucking time to handle it. But right now, aside from the fucking puke, I want to go for a run. I have to go for a run. It's relatively nice outside. It's like 40 degrees and sunny and shit and there's no wind. So like, I'm going to run outside today. I've been meaning to run outside for like 2 hours. I just haven't hyped myself up enough to do it. I don't want to go to the gym today to run. I mean, I could, but USA and Japan are playing in the finals of the World Baseball Classic. I got to watch that shit. I want to watch that as close to live as possible. I fucking love baseball and I love this fucking tournament. It's amazing. So I got to run before it gets too dark. It's about 4:30 as I'm writing it. So I got like 3 more hours of daylight. But I got to get at least 10 miles. I got a fucking 18-mile run coming up in a couple weeks. And a couple half marathons in May and the full marathon. So I'm ramping it up. I'm ramping up the running. You know, you just got to get yourself in a position where you're doing like double digits and a lot of shit every week. But I'm in a position where like, if I keep waiting, eventually it's going to get dark and I'm going to lose my fucking time. I do the same thing if I have to go to the gym at night. Like the gym closes at 10 and it's like, okay, I know I got to go and I want to get this done. But it's like, I don't know. I just, you sit around, you dick around. My ex-wife used to get like really pissed at me for that shit. Just because I was never in like a rush to go anywhere. If something's going on, I'll make sure I get there on time. You know, if I'm going down to Silver Creek or Batavia with my buddies and they're like, yeah, we're eating around 2. Like, motherfucker, I'll get there around 2 to hang out with you motherfuckers. Because that's when the action's going to fucking happen. There's no action happening in the kitchen right now. What kind of action's happening in the kitchen? Me cleaning up puke? Me getting on my fucking knees as a 40-year-old man and cleaning up fucking puke? There's no action. That's not fun. And as much as I love running, like, I don't know. I just want to do things like, it's my day off today. So like, I don't give a fuck about anything. I will do things when I feel like doing things. And if I fucking wait till the relative last minute to do it, then that's just how shit fucking goes. You need to kill time. That's one thing people don't realize. You need to kill time. I fucking love killing time. So much of my life was made up of me being either depressed or suicidal or bitter or angry or having to do 2 fucking jobs to make ends meet and just having like no real time. So any fucking free time I had was just spent like, oh, Jesus fucking Christ. I worked 6 days this week. I worked 60 hours this week. I pulled 4 fucking double shifts. I only got 1 day off. Like, I got to get all this shit done today or I am fucked. Like, if I don't go shopping today, I got doubles the next 4 days. Like, I got to get this done. So I would go shopping that day. I would hate myself for it. I'd be like super miserable and like fucking tired because like I wouldn't be able to hype myself up for it. I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing right now. It's just like, you know what? I'll get to it. I kind of handle every task the way my introverted ass handles like social interactions. Like if I know I got to be in a fucking crowd or I know I got to be somewhere, like if I have to go to like a wedding or something. Yeah, I mean, you go to a wedding. If it's not a family wedding, you're going to know some people there, but you're not going to know most people there. I got to hype myself up for this. Like who's going to be at my fucking table? Am I going to talk to people that I've never really talked to a lot? How am I going to handle this? Like, do I have to think of things to say? You know, or if I got to like start a new job or like meet a bunch of new people or whatever the fuck, like I got to get myself in the right headspace. I got to prepare for this. Like I can't just do it. I think extroverts can just go do it and just, you know, like, ah, fine, let's go fucking see people. Like, no. I got to fucking get in the perfect frame of mind in order to handle this shit. Sounds fucked up, but like if I don't do that, I'm in a world of hurt. Like I'm not going to be able to manage very well. Well, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. There's a new podcast episodes come out. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every episode is there. Website for that or the app. I'm on all the big podcasting sites, you know, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you want, really. Twitter, I'm there at Johnson Hates You. I'm on Instagram at Maybe 5 Minutes. And the podcast is going to show up in my Facebook timeline for you as well.